Father meek not. Parak Aleph of the Star. Halacha Tetzvo. Bo leo meisar e de potem in aknaf. Shenema ben osan o isen shokhevi mo lavi a naro. Lo lavi a meisar. Ushe Thomas Kona ke Thomas Adin. First, can't you understand why? If you look in the lush of the document, is there a story here by any chance? Lush of the document. Halacha Tetzvo. Bo leo meisar e de potem in aknaf. Shenema ben osan o isen shokhevi mo lavi a naro. Lo lavi a meisar. Ushe Thomas Kona ke Thomas Adin. First, can't you understand why? If you look in the lush of the Dakimosha, is there a story here by any chance? The lush of the Dakimosha is as follows. That to afraid, to afraid of one day which maintains that in a college cotton, you are not the old thing. And therefore, you make a bracha of al mitzvah instead of lisate. Crazy. If the chash bracha levatola, because you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of lisate, so how can you say, well, make a pshara? Make a bracha of al mitzvah. A smaller bracha levatola. A different bracha levatola. What the hell is the crazy thing? So if you look more carefully in the lush of the Dakei Moshe, he says as follows. Well, this Talos Kodnya Makayim quote, Shalom Ketikuna. And the worldly Hisatek means, the Ramos is there, Kahogen. You get the impression there's two levels. There's a midst of Ketikuna, Kahogen, and there's a midst of Shalom Ketikuna and Shalom Kahogen. So, what's going on? Where is Tzvedinim coming from? What kind of Tzvedinim? So if you look in the Nebuka Yosef, you have the Nebuka Yosef here? There's nothing? With the halachas passed for that, it's a very interesting thing. Which that's the source of the Rambam in the dark in the Hagoyah. He tells you to look in the book of Yosef. This is follows. That's the God of the Rambam on the tour. The tour. The Rambam originally wrote a much longer table, Dark in Moshe HaOruf, and it's even longer than that. But then the Beis Yosef came out. It preempted him. He writes that once Joseph Carr did a great job, I can't top him. So I'm going to give up. I'll just put in a few little smaller things. That's Dr. Moshe HaKotzer, and Dr. Moshe HaOruch, which has a lot of things in the Beis Yosef. Dr. Moshe HaKotzer was edited by editors, leaving out whatever they thought the Beis Yosef already said. Only that was Ramos Mechadish, where Joseph Carr left out, that they printed at the bottom of the tour. You can imagine how many incredible number of mistakes crept in that way. An unbelievable number of mistakes. So much so that there are poskim who have written today, it's also to hold the Dark Moshe in your house in the bottom of the store because it's a sefer shen amuga. Well, it's like, it's stupid. A poskim v'lef avla. So we do it. How do we have it? But now that all the many of the new tours come to you have the Dark Moshe Aruch. And it's called the Buga, and they put in the Aruch in the back and things of this nature. But he made mistakes, and the editors cut and pasted, you know, this is one line he left out, they put it in. And then another line left out, they put it in, but they, you know, you take out of the context, they cut the document to the bone. Let's go back and we'll see what it has over here. Here's the Mugayosis, which is the very source of the Ramah. V'achshav nishlan levai mitzvah tzitzis im atifo ma'akeves im lav. And see the lashon abrocha. He says, yes, some say, ein mitzvah talis miskayemes ela batifas arosh. Asher tuchas abo. Ulu divrayem, ein mitzvah tzitzis ve'elu ha'talisus ha'ktanim shenogu lulbos rova malchius. There are those who maintain that the Mordechai Shita Menachos is no mitzvah at all to tell us cut. Ve'ein irakeh. Because of the Mukhe. Umashmi Mavorach and Lissate, Mitzvah Menamukwa. What's the shear? The shear is that a child of 9 years old, as the Gemara says, has to go to cover Rosh of Rubel. So when we learned enough at the camp, so my Moshe was 9 years old at the time. That means it was 10 years ago. So we measured with him how big it was. I think the Rosh of Rubel came out to about 26 inches. So then you have an interesting child. If you hold that you need the full sheet and you need 26 by 26. If not, and I think that's what the Chazon Ish says, that's a 13 by 13, which is in effect 13 by 26, you also have front and the back. And I think you look carefully at Mashma, it's enough to have that kind of a 13 by 13 times 2. So I thought Meikir Adin, I thought, based on that Chazon Ish, it's enough to have what we call 14 by 14, the motion, motion, advertised, I don't know, but it's so something. Let's say I thought that 14 by 14 should be enough to eager it in. But the minig is, I'm 18, 24. They're all measuring the whole 24. Oh, the cut. So I didn't see anyone say that way, but that would be a lot. But I'm telling you that I measured my son at that age, that he was then it was then the rule, Rosh Hashanah was 26. Yeah, 26. It was the biggest that's made, they make 26 in a wholesale? I don't think so.
Yeah, they do.
26 wholesale, yeah? New Khumra.
No,
26. Oh, bigger. What do you call that man store with the four people? Four man store, what's it called?
He-Man shop.
He-Man shop. That's what you have to go buy. He-Man sisters. 26 by 26. Right? What? Down to the knee? Okay. Well, hold on. He says that the minhag is this way, that's how we paskin, but nevertheless, he says, despite the fact, the minhag is to make our mitzvah tzitzis, and the vatal our minhag. Why? The Rav wanted the following kiddush. Yes, no? Well, the seating, the makfet, to wear the talus over the head for part of davening, from the whole davening. The Gemara's mask is only going to be taken from Shmon Esra. Feel the onikiyato, the Pnei Hashem Yishpov Sichov. Feel it's going to be from Shmon Esra. So many places, the minute they cover that for Shmon Esra only. And others cover the bach, and the woman will cover for the entire davening. So different stuff, but Shabbat, whatever minhagim you have, we'll have a base. But the Rav had the following pshat, an amazing pshat over here. He said the pshat in the Talos Kotten is, it's a chovas money and not a chovas gavra. Chovas gavra requires, perhaps, we're assuming now for a moment, perhaps requires a measure of atifa. But, the person with the Talos Kotten, has at least, the Rambam is saying, at least the Chovas Mon. In other words, the Machlokas, the way that I'm telling you, the Shaila is a Talos Kotten as Chovas Gavra, Chovas Mon. If it has Chovas Gavra as well, you should make the Sakit. If it has Chovas Mon, you should make only our mitzvah. So to play it safe, we make our mitzvah system. That's Chas Hashem, Chas Brochel, the Vakoli. So with Chas Brochel, the Vakoli, you couldn't do anything. The parent says, no Chas Brochel, the Vakoli. Even those who say you're not Yosei, quote unquote, you're not Yosei the Chovas Gavra, it's not really an Itum, but the Chovas Mona would certainly be. And the Rav is Mechadish, the Ramah is Mechadish, and for Chovas Mona, we're not making the bracha on the Pu'ula of Lis'ate. But you're making the bracha primarily on the garment itself, as we phrased it before, a garment which you're wearing, the garment requires it. Not that you have to put the action of putting it on. That's why you say to the bracha, from this adivitin to how this best is. Oh, you mean a guy who's not married? According to that day, okay. So most folks disagree, and they say it's become everything. We use it to play it safe, we change it to the brother. The role we try to maintain is become everything with the book, with that kind of a talisman. And that's what the Bukhim rely upon. That's the Yekins, and then they put on the talisman without them like everybody else does. Fire them, right?
Yep.
Wow, I never thought of that. Well, this come out, you're wearing one talus for another talus double. Two talus double, and cover the other one. Okay. Cool. So then, maybe you would have to make over this one. It could be. Kid is over. Now, both sides, if you want to look this up, this, everything we said today in the Shia, it's all to be found in this Yorzeit Shia collection. I wanted to go through the Shia with you for a few reasons. Primarily because the main source is here in Tzuvos. The main source of our host is here in Tzuvos, although the host appears piecemeal in Menachos, a little cool, a little Kiddushin. But the primary source might have been in the Sefer Tzuvos and in the Lavav Shavei Masai. In the Yeshiva Saika, we all know Menachos, we all know Kulin. So this is in the Kiddushin, we don't get that far. And that's not really found in Kiddushin, this whole idea of flying with Tzuvos Kulin. That's the primary reason why they do it. You know? But also it ties into the Shia from the Rav, we hardly ever get a chance to relearn these Yeshiva Shem Hasef, the Sefer, the parts of the Tanakh, and it's a way that tonight we're going to conclude with the beautiful Harav from the Rav. We will start Mishnah Chazara tomorrow. I'll get back to the Bechinas now, and tonight we're starting at Lamed Hayim and Beis, okay? That's where we... beginning. The first question from the Ma'enes Lamanheim Adayim. The Ma'enes Enel of Knas Velo Pitu. Fundamental Machlokas Rashi and told us what the words mean. Rashi learned she had been in the Ma'enes. She's a history of the Ma'enes. And she has no Knas and no Pitu. Why? For an obvious reason, says Rashi. The Cheskas Ba'ula. She was married. The first question is obvious. What kind of Kiddush is this? The Ba'ula has no Knas of Pitu, of course, because it's part of the Tzura. So presumably the answer is, as the Sheikh of the Kubek, the Ajra, that there are Eidim who say, that she was never Nivala. But the Rajva, after he came, is not that. Why is that not that? Well, they say she was never Nivala, but how can they be so sure? They say we never were with her the whole time. She never left our eyesight. You know she was never Nivala during that period of time. Never say never. She never left our eyesight, but you know, yeah, we went down to Mincha. We were read about it, like Hanukkah candles. But during that time, as I went down to Mincha and then Mara, but that Hanukkah candle, from that time, she's no longer a Bula. I'll just give you an example. I'm going to say that Carolina, the Chiddush of the Gemara. Suppose that's a question. Sorry for the technical question. Which we won't go into now. But why am I at it? See, Rashi, the exact same chiddush to be stated by every single woman who was in the sewer, and the Eidim was saying she's a Basula man in the sewer, we call, but she was never Nivala, and then we'll say the same answer, that you can't rely on that. That's the question which posed, this one question posed to everyone against Rashi. Right, of course. That's the question. The Tosfos therefore rejects Rashi and gives a different answer. They say, no, we don't mean she had the bidden ma'anis and someone else was the owner from the father subsequent to the bidden. No, what we mean rather is the guy himself, the husband. The husband was ma'anis on the father his own wife. The finish of the Gemara is you don't charge him, if you will, to the knas of owner from the father. Zero the read Dachi Perusha. Ain't a lo knas lo pito imanosa balo pito se shreis a tach to kona miyum. Ava gabdik shemiyana. Igloi milsa. Igloi milsa. Igloi milsa. Shalo hai se ishto. Now it turns out that he never really was his wife. Nevertheless, there's no knas of onus in the father. Question is raised, why not? If not, why not? He was minus a woman. This woman is halakhically his wife. But then after we do miyun, and the Gemara tells us that miyun is okay, the kiddushin of Mafreya, the kiddushin of Rabbanim. We have what we call today an annulment. And it's retroactively cancelled. So the question then becomes, why isn't there a chiyuv onus in the father? He's minus a woman who turns out now, in retrospect, was not his wife. So why is there no chiyuv of onus in the father? There's a famous teretz which Reb Chaim gives in the Sefer. A new concept called Mikan Olahavol LaMafreya. A remarkable concept. Namely, yes, conceptually the marriage is retroactively nullified. That's true. But on a practical basis, we only implement this retroactive cancellation from here on in. Only from here on in. Not with respect to anything which came before. So therefore, you don't go back and say, oh, now that she was Mema'enet, and now that she's Lord Nusa, but she was never really married, oh, I have a whole old score to settle with you. You are ma'anis, you are mafata. You don't reopen the books. Anything which is concerned from here on in, we'll say, oh yes, it's true that there was a retroactive modification. We don't open the books and start undoing everything all over and over and over again. That's just the finish of our time. The concept called the Kanala Balamache, we'll come to it again later. And that's as far as the meal, because. So therefore, you cannot collect onus in the process. Even though in retrospect, he's an honest woman who was not his wife. Yes. Depends on what perspective. At the time, with the bias of place, with the bias of ishto. Now, well, with respect to what we're going to do from here on in, we'll say it remains a bias of ishto. But of course, conceptually, it's really not. Because we're all going to be true of my friend. Would not have to go. At least you have to be possible in the Avis. Assuming that the Baal HaKadesha, like point to the Rambam Shita, Pone Abola Pnuya, it's over, and it's the Raisa, which is Malchus, which is possible in the Avis. What was the implication? You say that it's possible in the Avis? Put it this way. If he would say it's possible in the Avis, if he would, I'm not sure he would, there would only be possible in the Avis from here on in. And the Avis gave it to him, I would certainly be expecting. Here on in, I'm not sure. Exactly, it's not a fine tune. Principles of the kind of all my prayer as far as I'm concerned. But as far as we're concerned, you can ask a whole host of questions. You know, where exactly we draw the line. But as far as we are concerned, they're not going to go charge for onus and mafata under such a circumstance. That's what Chatter told us. That's how we turn to Rashi. So how do you answer the question against Rashi? Let's review the question. If according to Rashi, the finish is in the ma'enet, no knas. Despite the fact that their agent was saying that she was a psula, maybe they looked aside for too long, then why say that kiddush from Mema'enet? It's the exact same kiddush to be applied to any woman who is this we call these states in his garsha. And eight of the stations in the two. The post suggests one answer. So he can demand of the command of Mamma Kaz. Tafilo in his arsha and his garsha and of time. In one day, which the Mamma Kaz says, even his arsha and his garsha without any suing loses its not to parlor. So obviously, according to that day, according to that opinion, and his arts and his gash has no knot, obviously you can't talk about the question of nisus with his gash. Forget nisus. And there's a chiddush to aid him, there's a tool of, who cares? But then there's any aids in there, if you immediately lose their knot, even if his gash is subsequently. One bet is a girl said, really, no? In the Mishnah Lamaket. Before that day, you couldn't say, this kiddush by the nieces of his garish. She would have lost her all this long time before. By the desires of his garish, she would have lost her own father. So in order to be able to say the kiddush of Holadeus, they gave a case of Mimma Enet. The man is, of course, being unique. But also, that's really the marriage is terminated retroactively, and therefore would not be the category of nieces of Arsa and his garish. As a result, you might have thought there would be not. There's no knas because you're the chesed of the ula. That's Tosafot. Fine. That's Tosafot. Yeah. Why did the Gemara choose to give the chiddush in the case of Mimma'enet in the same exact chiddush that have been given in the straight case of Nisus v'Nisgash? Tosafot says no. According to one Tana, Nisus v'Nisgash is obvious. Even if Arsa v'Nisgash is no knas. Don't talk about that's Tosafot. The answer is all the kashas. Why did the Gemara choose Mimma Enet to give him the same kiddush but it's a normal case? Nisus v'Nisgash. So that's all kiddush. If it's the minute it's our situation, lost it not. So what do you tell me, Nisus v'Nisgash? Don't talk about one of that one time. Right? That's Tosafot. For the same reason. You lose your knack, nothing to do with your being a Ba'ula. It's not a Ba'ula lose the knack. Which one I say a Kiddush, whether she's a Ba'ula or not? But it's retroactively canceled. That's total terror. I had my own terror. My terror was based on the Rashi beforehand in combination with the Tosafot of Memtes. Tosafot of Memtes is the following Kiddush. That a Nesua is considered to be halakhically a Ba'ula. Not we said that it was physically assumed there was a Ba'ula, we weren't looking. No, halakhically, in the Nesua is treated as a Ba'ula. Now if that's the case, in a classical situation of Nisus v'Nisgasha, and there's two Eidim who say that she's a Ba'ula, and we say these two Eidim won't help, that doesn't prove our point for us. That doesn't prove that she's physically a Ba'ula. Maybe physically she's still a Ba'ula. Why did she lose the onus of the fata? Because halakhically she's a Ba'ula. As Tosafot is not meant that. We're trying to prove an hour tomorrow. I think it must be a Kiddush. That even physically we have to assume she's a Ba'ula despite the fact that there are two Eidim to the contrary. That Kiddush cannot be given to us for the case of Nisus v'Nisgasha. Because in Nisus v'Nisgasha she's halakhically considered a Ba'ula after the Nisuah. As opposed to the Nefmentet. Therefore, they had to give the case of the Ma'ed, where the Nisuah and the Kiddush is retroactively nullified. So therefore, we would have said, really, there should have been a Knat. And the only reason there's no Knat is the Cheskaz Ba'ula. And the Kiddush is, despite the fact that there are two Eidim who say, Lo Nimala, we still assume she's the Cheskaz Ba'ula. That's the Kiddush, which can only be said by the Ma'ed. Physically, we're afraid she's a Ba'ula in a physical way, despite the best efforts of the two agents. The old story is, how do you lose the chaperone? Remember that? Teenage lore. How do you shake the chaperone? They always succeed. Yeah, I'm sorry? I'm saying the following term. The Kasha was, tell us the Kasha, why give the unusual case of the Ma'ed? The exact same chiddush should be taught to us in the case of Nisus v'Nisgasha. So I'm saying no. Tos and Tess and Nisus is automatically considered halakhically to have the status of Ba'ula.
irrespective of what happened in the sense of the world. So therefore we say that halakhically should consider to be a ba'ula doesn't teach us anything about what happened physically. Only in the case of the ma'enet, where the halakhic assume is uprooted retroactively, that's where the chiddush should be taught to us. By the best effort of the two Aden, we have to presume that she was a ba'ula. That chiddush can only be taught to us in this case of the ma'enet. Yes. The mile of my explanation is that it does not tie itself into a opinion of Yonkev Lili, because you reject the law of that it's ours and it's God's and it's not. But I'm saying this is a good thing. I said because if it's a regular case of Nisua, Nisus Vinus Garsha, the different posts of Mantes may explain that if Nisua is halakha liabu. Halakha, be halakha. The man is doing false fly that. The man is uprooted, her Nisua is uprooted retroactively. Physically a bully, you can't uproot that retroactively. There's no love that can take a Pesula or a Pesula back into a Pesula. You call it all the king's horse and all the king's men. We suspect that Fiddlish is a Ba'ula despite the fact that two Adam say she was not Zibo. That's the Kiddush. That Kiddush cannot be given in its full glory by a case of regular Nesua. So the Nesua you can attribute the fact that she loses the Knaz to Tos Mentes. She's halakhically a Ba'ula. Because it's, no, it's not, it's a physical thing. I know it's not a lot of things like this.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the answer. The answer is, because it's uprooted. It's in the bottom of my prayer. Then it's not the soul. Only the physical be evil that way, that we the soul is there. Then, there's a fancy test with the Kivek. Kivek is continuous exercise. Hold over this this problem. This is very interesting. You know, when exactly did this onus take place according to Rashi? Before the Miyun or after the Miyun? Before the Miyun or after the Miyun? I would say, who cares? Well, the Rashi, she's already been successful for Ulla from the beginning of this marriage. Might have to mean if the owner's before, if the owner's after, who cares? You wouldn't say, come with the Rabbi name. Why? The Kiddushin is only what? Hello? What level of Kiddushin are we talking about? The Rabbana, there's no fear of Misa. Well, one of them suggests that it has to be referring to a case of an onus before the meeting. Before the meeting. Why? It says in the Braita, I'm a ma'enet, aim a lo knas, the low people. Lo knas, the low people. Locally, someone went back to this woman who an outsider, of course, went back to this woman who's now in my NS. There's no people. Question. We assume the reason no people is why? The Cheskas, Bula, might there be another reason? particularly involved in the field. We don't have to worry about whatever we discuss people, we have to be concerned about the possibility of Mechil. It's much consenting, what's the next word? Consenting adult. Hold on. Consenting adult. So, the question is like this. If the, let's take a regular, let's, given that background, let's go to the case of Nishin's Minasgarish. We'll come back to the end of the day. This is a bit key. What happened? When did the P2 take place? If it took, listen carefully, if it took place after Gerushin, what is crazy? People? This is Mechila. After Gerushin and after Nisun and Gerushin, she's their own daughter. That's Shasta why people. But not to those people because she's a Gula. Forget Gula. That is no, people. LMI, the people took place before Gerushin. What principle do we apply? The famous principle. It's a full real Mitzvah Doraisa. Follow it, but it's happening then. The second part of the Brisa of Knas Lo Pitui wouldn't fit. Wouldn't fit. So the answer, therefore, we're referring to a kind of a case. It says in the Brisa over here, Ma'enet ena lo knas lo pitui. What do you mean lo pitui? That because we're sumshi v'ula, you need not pay the 50 shkola from the father. Because you're the v'ula. The implication for which you're not a v'ula, there might be a chiyuv of the father. Correct? Now, so much this has been disguised, opposed to suggestion. Let's discuss the various cases. What could have happened? When exactly did the pitui take place? It took place while she's married. There's another reason why there's no few people. What's that? Komle, Rabamine. If she, if the people took place after the divorce, there's another reason why there's no people. What's that? She's not. She's not. With the Kirege, that's why they had to tell us this, this Kiddush, the Lashon HaBrayis was found throughout. Lo Knas Lo Pitui. Or for gate. They wanted to have that Lashon. And the only way to look not for people, but both statements make sense, and they're both a Chiddush, if you're referring to the case of Mima Enes. So in the case of Mima Enes, even if the outsider was Mephata at a time when there was no possibility of Mechila, even referring to the case of Washington, still quote married to the original fella, there's no Kamlev with Rabbanine. Why? The only why? And as a result, you might have thought that there really is Pitui, therefore she turned out in the retrospect that she is a Basula Mututa. But the Mashmallah, the Gemara, we cannot trust the Basula part. Maybe she's a Bahu. But had it been referring to a case of Nisus Minas Garsha, supposed to suggest it, then, what do you mean Nisus Minas Garsha? He's been his garsha during the marriage is calling the Rabbanine, and after the marriage is Mechila. Before me. I would say, come there with the Rabbanine. Well, you know, because Mion is on the do what we call Kedusha Mion, it's on the Madeira Bona. Okay, so it works out.
One second. You may ask. 1 second, I'm not finished yet. You may ask. Let's say there was mechila, even in the case of what? Before the meal, right? Maybe we should say that the possibility of mechila. The same as the Tana, under the age of 12. Right? So the Kivega suggests, the Chiddush, we'll come to this again later, that Tana Shigia La Onas Afu'uto, maybe they can have mechila. Tosna Tevav and Tuba suggests that. So, if she's doing Nisei's Minas Garsha, she could be Kivega. Already at the age where she can have a mechila subsequent to the get. You have to what we call Ona Tafu'uto, one of different ages when that is, and the intelligence of the child. So let's review. If it's referring to a case of Mrs. Garsha, it's a wild Nisei called it around. After Garsha, she has to be over a certain age, and then we say, capable of doing mechila. Of course there's no knot. Forget the fact that she should be assumed she's a beulah. You wouldn't be able to have that kiddush. And so, he could have lived with her when? Before the meal. And in that situation, there's no kongle b'rabim in it. And therefore, there would be knot. There would be knot. Had she been what we call Becheskas Tzitzul. Last about Mechila. Two things you could suggest. One, she's under the age of Mechila. Or two, there's a different twist. And that is that the Chiyuv is not Chal yet. Whole kiddush to quote the Rashi is becheskas beulah. That's all kiddush. Right? We can say as follows in the Kivega. At the time of the, there's no mechila for a different reason. Yet. At the time of the bia of the ones, when she was merkel, there was no full fledged tea of yet. You know why? So at the rabbanon level of the Kivega, she's an ain't a real attainer. He can't deliver her. He can't marry. She's married to somebody else for the rabbanon. So therefore, there's no mechila at that point. There's no chiyuv at that point. So when is the chiyuv of not emerge? When? When the miyun takes place? When the miyun takes place? Now there's a chiddush. Ein lo knas lo pitui. You cannot say that there was a mechila because that mechila, the mechila came before the chiyuv even existed. The mechila only comes into existence later on. The mechila is no good. Therefore, it's a chiddush and a pitoy, which is becheskas beulah. But in the case of this arsha, in this garsha, again, mamonasha, while she's married, it's called the rabbinate. After she's divorced, she's already born as a pitoy, otherwise it can't be a guest, it says, she's ready to be mortal. So there's no chiddush. Just a review of the kivay. The question was, why can't you get exactly the same chiddush in the case of this? This is Minas Garsha. So the Kivega says, then it wouldn't fit in the second part, below Pitu. Why below Pitu? Below Pitu is telling you that she's a Be'ula. Forget Be'ula. She's Merkel. And the classic is that this is Minas Garsha, she must be Merkel. Because it can't be a flaw, she's going to call them the Rabbim in it. After this Garsha, after a certain age, there can be a Mechila. But in the case of Mimaenis, we could argue there's no Mechila. Why not? For one of two reasons. Either she's too young,
Knesset were too young. Or we could say that the chiyuv does not take effect until subsequently. Why not? Because at the moment she's in a ruler kind of with the rabbana, the chiyuv doesn't take place until subsequently. The mechila, which is implicit at the moment of the bia, even if she's old enough to not be malchum, is ineffective. Back to remember we had the Ran and the toast in the first half in the parrot. Can there be a mechila with davar shelo b'leolam? We discussed barichas about it. It's not that the mechila is really there. Here it's not really here because it's at the present time what we call an ainu ruya midirabonon. When did the bia take place? She doesn't get killed. He got killed.
In my enes.
What's the matter?
Without me.
No, it has to be my enes ultimately. If it's not my enes ultimately, ain't a world of time. There's no fear of time. Yeah. That's only the case of the student, all
right.
Oh, but the father married her off. Is this the student, all right? Yes. So the Kinegas cop is that Bryce is keep saying, ain't a low knot for low people. That's the refrain. Right?
Now,
right. In the case of Nisim and Gar, she couldn't say below pizza because she's a bula. Forget the bula. She wouldn't have pizza for another reason. Either Kamla Gravne or Mechila. Pick your point. That's what the Kiva explained. Why Mama Ma'anis is there Mechila? Is there a case with why is the Mechila ineffective on Mama Ma'anis? One of two means she's underage. Or the Kiva is not tired. Is there any room in the Ramona? And later on, the original Mechila does not take effect. The royalty listen to Rashi. Why that's chosen with my enes, nothing else. Okay. This is
the
Rashi. Everyone assumes that if you rise the Kiddush, that she's a Be'ula. Then why the Kiddush said over here and nowhere else? We have three answers. Tosfos' answer, my answer, and the Kivega's answer. Beginning to put him on before the Kivega. Looks by my part. Only the mind's a little bit easier. She never was in 10 miles. She never saw the guy in her life. She never saw him in her life.
No, but there's no
past
wife because it has a whole
lot of
status of
the Ula. That's not true. turns out, hey, this woman was never really married. Okay, enough. Come on. Both sides, we have one more topic I want to discuss in terms of Shita to Rambam. We haven't really had the Rambam yet. The Rambam has two difficulties in this study. The Rambam has back-to-back difficulties. The problem is that the Rambam spoke about the Chila in the category of Miyun. And Miyun can take place even before the Kapulis. What? You see, Miyun can take place before the Kapulis. So I'll have you a case of a Mefuta before the Kapuuto, and at present, for the moment, the Rambam's implication is it would be a Mechila. How can that be? She's too young. And I would contradict the Rambam's Nukhas Malacha, but there cannot be any Mechila. The Rambam in Hilchos Nara tells us that there can be implied for us. It's an implication, but it's a pretty clear implication. And this was Nara Perek Beis, Halacha Yudal. But it could be a, there could be Mechila by a Tana Mefuta Mema'ene. Alright? And it says, Keita Ra'onis is a Bulgaris, is a Mema'ene, a Fafishe and a Tzad, Yesh Nam Boshu to Pugam Vitzad. Aval Amefate is Kulon, Potom Miklum. The father's potter entirely. Okay? The owner is tired, and the father is potter. And one of the cases over here is Mema'et. Mema'et is the Ktana by definition. Did there exist Mechila? But the problem is, the Ram didn't make any distinction. The Ram should have said, the father's Kula potter to Kula only after what? Higia, Lonas, Hapuuto! He didn't say that over here. Why did I do it? It's so obvious, I should say, take a call and told us about it. As what? He doesn't mention what age, he doesn't mention at all. Yes, you mentioned age, that's what Rashash points out. Cypher points out, did he do that? And it's before all the Hapuuto. That's a fact. Gemara doesn't give him some of it. There could be Niyun before on the Sabutos. Fact. Again, it's hard to argue with a fact. That's the problem. Machayim and Aleph, in Gittin. Hatzror v'zorko egos v'notlo zokal atzim v'zokal achayim v'konegna v'tana v'skadeshes l'miyun. It could be a kiddushin, it could be a miyun at that stage already. But you know the difference between a pebble and a walnut, a peanut. So take the peanut and throw out the pebble. The miyun can take place immediately. You don't find a case where she's the best, where she can't do miyun yet. You don't find that. You don't. There's no case that we know about where the kiddushin in the rabbana without a possibility of miyun. Next, hapu'utos mikkan mekar from kara memkar. Ukinegda miktana, catch this now. Miskareshes v'kiddushay avia. Then she can accept the get, and the conditions are right. As we mentioned before, we talk about this miskaresha, we may get rid of all this hapu'utos. What's the possibility of mechila? That's the Gemara in the Samacha. Now, so back to the original problem. So there's an interesting, fascinating point that's raised of shock by the cycle. The Sabbath is the cycle. Listen. The Rambam and Ilkos Nahar does not have to say that less than Onas HaFu'utos there's no possibility of Mechila. You know why? Brilliant idea. The Rambam Pasuk that a Katana situation of Kikui is also the Bible. Also the Bible. Adi Gemara to Kikui Katana Onesu. Famous Gemara called an Ones. Well, the Rambam perhaps distinguishes between beyond Putos and before Putos. Beyond Putos, Kitsut Kana is Kitsut. After Asur Labai, this is not about Monshit, but she still rebelled, she's not always traitorous to us, unfaithful. Less than Putos, you don't call it Kitsut. But she's underage, her consent is no consent. That's called Onet. An expression in English, which there is a law. No? Not all that? Statutory rape. Like, I think God's going to 16, was it? No. You can have a kid with that age of yellow. But the part is that it's eventually, we'll just drop the one. Six! Six! I need to come up. I'm going to say how old? What's Putos? How old is Putos? Okay, about 6 or 7? So until 6, it's called, her pitui is no pitui. She said yes. She doesn't know what the word yes means. The Marisha. If she's under the age of 6, it's called Onet. And the Rambam says it comes to Onet. Right? If it's over the age of 6, then what? Then I'm a part of school and part of Mikluim. Why? Because of the Mechilu. So Shver, here he says, is Mechila. Whereas in Hilchos Malachim he implies there's no Mechila. That was never answered. Because it's time for another Gemara to go there. Two and one, beautiful. Our case, I'll read the beginning. The owners of the Bogeres, the Ma'enes, Avapisha, and the Tzat, the Yesh, and Boshes, the Pugam, the Tzat. We're talking about Boshes, the Pugam. The disciple of Boshes, the Pugam, is a regular monetary obligation, which is given to regular Mechila. We still know, once the owners of the Pugam, she's Mechila. The Pugam is considered owners. Hilchos Malachim, I'm talking about Knas. Knas, can I have regular Mechila? Why can Knas not have regular Mechila? The Mechila of Knas will be called Lo Balolam. It didn't happen yet. I didn't know there could be Mechila by Knas. The different world of the Gamre. Mechila by Knas, as we explained back, Mamash, back on the process, the very beginning, and we had it a few times since, Mechila in the time of the Knas will be called Krak Susi, or in the Sinas Rishuras, or Siluk, some different kind of Allah. That kind of halacha does not resemble mekach u'menta. So when it says that with utos, mitzvah mekach u'mentara menta, means I can sell you my time, so I can be more for you an obligation. I have control of a certain monetary thing. But if you decide... Malachim. Yet in Hilchas Nara, he says, I repeat it again. Onus is a Bulgaris and a Mahenis, of a Pishan and Knas, Yesh and Bosh and Gamasar. And when the Father is cool and put in the Kulam, that Kulam and Kulam and Manis, means the Tana. See that, you see that what? Now what? No. That there can be Mechila. So the Stipus is two things. Number one, he says a distinction between Putas and no Putas. The Rashash already discussed. If you reach Putha, 6 years old, or whatever age she's intelligent, they can be a Mechila. So we'll know it's Mitaka Mechila, and Mitaka Mechila too. Less than that, there's no Mechila. The Gemara and the Anas can do it even less than that. And Rabbi doesn't record here, and it was Nara. The less than that, there can be no Mechila. The answer is less than that, it's not called Mitaka. It's called Ma'anik. So less than that, the Ramos teaches Tana Asim Levaila only after Pu'utas, not before Pu'utas. Why? It's not called Pizza, it's called Onan. She says, yes. Well, it's Mira, yes. But no. Ha, bu, ka, la, ma. Doesn't mean anything, they know what the words mean. Yeah. Pu'utas or not? The answer, he was Mechalik, but very subtly so. Because he's distinguishing between Onas and Mephata. And any time under the age of food is labeled as onus. The mafat, the potamikulam means she must have been over the age of six. The Gemara is a pita kana onus. Ramadan is not an onus. How do you resolve Ramadan to Gemara? But one way of doing this thing is it depends how old she is. Before six or after six. You divide her years of Katnas from 0 to 12, 0 to 6, 6 to 12. The first half is considered Pita Tana Onus. The second half, not. What might suggest? So when Rabban is over here, Mephata, Pata Miklumi means a Mephata, by definition, after the age of 6. It's not, it's very basic, I'll figure it out. Based on the Kosota, which tells you that there could be a real case of people used to ask her by a son. Okay? Nara is anything.
No,
Hilchas Nara. What about a katana? The man is a katana. It's a 4-12. And the first he would pass me on the first one. When Rambam says, I'm a fat and cool and pot and you couldn't even be able to sit. Because under six would not be called a fat at all, become anak. Is that clear? Aye, the question still remains, why is the mechila here and not in Hilchos Berachim? That's the answer. There can be mechila via the Pishita Sai Rambam because it's Tanin, Metachman Kara, Metachman wants to be Kutub. That's only buying and selling mechila of monetary matters, which is the equivalent of buying and selling. But not crack suit to get my shirt. So by both of the commons, regular monetary obligations, the regular mechila. The regular mechila empty as you sit. However, the situation of what? No. The situation of not, there cannot be a regular mechila. The double shalom of the other. That is the mechila where we really learned to run by reason. The first beginning of, right? So what did he say? It's a kind of a crack sushi. I get my shirt. But that only works above the age of 12. Before 12, they never made it, they never instituted a crack sushi. That's what we suggest. That's not me. It's all the cycle.
Interesting.
What similar was the cycle? Yeah.
What similar was the cycle?
I saw the copy that one.
Could
be. Similar analysis in the old edition.
Yeah.
He's not discussing that. Discussing most of God. That's the beauty of it. Okay, that's problem one, Rambam, if you describe the result. Problem two is So I have you a case of a Mefuta before Onus HaPeuta, and at present, for the moment, the Rambam's implication is it would be a Mechila. How can that be? She's too young. And I would contradict Rambam and Lucas Malacha, but there cannot be any Mechila. The Rambam in Hilchos Nara tells us that there can be implied for us. It's an implication, but it's a pretty clear implication. In Hilchos Nara, Perek Beis, Halacha Yudav. But there can be mechila by a Tana Mefuta Mema'enes. All right? And it says, Keis ad ha'onis is a bulgaris is a Mema'enes, Afafishen and Znaz, Yeshnam Bosh is a Pagam Vitzar. Aval on the Fata is Kulon, Potom Iklum. So the Fata is Potom entirely. Okay? The Ones is Kayet, and the Fata is Potom. And one of the cases over here is Mamad is the Tana by definition. Then there exists Mechila. For the Pot Islanders. According to Rabbanan, there is task for an island. Push it. Take them out. Two times enough on the level of an island. The Rambam path of the Ktana has snap. In the Rambam path of the island has no snap. Flee at Suma. It's not Mashma, but famous. The reason why island has no snap is because she is never a Nara. She's only a Ktana and a Bulgarian. If you hold like a mayor, then there's no snap. Rambam passed like the Rabbanan, and school holds that Alice has no class either.
She's never an
Arab. Right, never an Arab. He had loose the other, so the beggar. So the kasha is an obvious kasha. The rabbi is the kasha. That told. Sha'al is the Zibri Chacham Yeshnef Nas. Perek Aleph Allah Ketez. Mamash Aplim. Do you remember? Rambam Pas, the Ktana has Knas, and Ireland has no Knas. And the Gemara of the Farish, that if a Ktana has Knas, and Ireland has Knas. Bingo. Rambam's against the Gemara. That was a Fiat Gemara, Rambam's a Steve. Oh, so we said over at Teres, a very interesting Teres in the Osamech. Osamech is the following challenge. Why do you take Knot? Is it because of the Pagima that the woman suffered? She's been blemished? Or is it a Geder that there shouldn't be a Keres with no man should just go out and the honest and the father women? Not Kamina. What island? The first reason it says doesn't really apply. Pagima. Nebuch, the woman is so Pagima of Nebuch because of the biology, Rahmanul Islam. But on the other hand, if it's a matter of protecting her from the honest and the father, she needs even more protection. Precisely because she can't possibly establish a normal, regular marriage relationship, she needs even more protection. Says that some man, he thinks there should be another Naftamina. In the opposite direction. Between these two stories. But the Chayv increases from Chayv Elam. How so? A Pagam, it certainly is. The man is born a Chosar. The mouth! It's a much worse Pagam. A much worse Pagam than Stan Boal of any other woman. Pagam is horrendous. On the other hand, why is it worth God? The Rambam and Hilchos Nahar does not have to say that less than Onas HaPa'utos there's no possibility of Mechila. You know why? It's a brilliant idea. The Rambam Pasuk that a Ketana situation of Pitui is also the virus. Also the virus. Adding the virus to Pitui kind of onus, famous Gemara, called an onus. Well, the Rambam perhaps distinguishes between beyond Pitui and before Pitui. Beyond Pitui, Pitui kind of Pitui. That's all the virus. It's not about nonsense, but she still rebelled. She thought I was traitorous to us, unfaithful. Less than Pluto, we don't call it Pluto. But she's underage. Her consent is no consent. That's called onus. An expression in English, which is an American law. No? Don't call it that? Statutory rape. I think Goldsmith was 16, wasn't it? No, no. She didn't be married with kids at that age, don't be all up. But the part is that it's eventually the little Paris. And Easter of Paris has a deterrent, but the 50th Shkolim is unlikely to deter you. That being the case, if both of these statements are true, to go to the math, you can understand why the Rambam is against our Gemara, our Bryce. Don't forget, our Braisa argues with our Mishnah on the very first point, Tana Rabbana, Arayas and Shnias, Arayas, Einem lo Knas lo Pitur. In this, the Braisa is against our of the Ferish Mishnah, against our Mishnah from Tess. What are they fighting about? Why is there a Chiv of Knas? According to that Mishnah, the Chiv of Knas is because of the Tegima. Because of the Braisa, the Chiyah Knas could have a deterrent. There's no need of a deterrent in the case of Chayv Kriis. But also, man, if that's the case, you understand very well that the same dispute exists with respect to Eilanid. Our Braisa, which says, So what? Chayv Kriis has no Knas. But what do they say? What's the reason? Come on. The Geek has no Knas. The reasons why a deterrent. If that's the case, then an islandist, we also need to discern. So according to Abraita, the only reason why an islandist is no Knaz is because he goes to Tana to Bagwis and Tana has no Knaz. The only reason our Abraita could give why an islandist has no Knaz is because either a Tana or a Bulgarian, and Tana has no Knaz. But otherwise, would not for that to be also mad, an islandist deserves a Knaz. Why? Because our right is the reason for Knaz is a deterrent. And that's why when it comes to Chayvei Koros, there's no need for any deterrent. This is a bigger deterrent. You don't need to have to ask Knaz. When it comes to islandists, she needs a deterrent. She really shouldn't be getting Knaz. And she really would get Knaz going to the Chachamim against her man. But the Rambam passed like the Mishnah Chafet that Chayvei Koros, there is Knaz. Why is it Knaz? Why? Why is it Knaz? Help me out. It's not going to be the turn. The reason is why? Because of Tegima. Tegima. Islandist has no Knaz. Even if Tana has Knaz, Islandist has no Knaz. Why not? There's no Tegima by Islandist. You remember, Guma was part of Mechon Chomet. So when it comes to Knaz, we need a special halacha of crack sushi or the equivalent. They never instituted it when it came to Tana. When it comes to Bosch of God, the regular monetary obligation, that's the Mechila Torah. Only when? After Asia Pulitzer. So before that? Well, that's called only. It's not called Mechila. That's what the Zaval of the Gesserit. The Sayyid Basra for Enfo, all the Kashi in the Rambam. Yes. Which crop? The whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Stephen Rambam. Start again. Rambam and Uchut Malachim says that I come to Knaas is no Mechila until Bas Mitzvah. Okay? That's what we would have said. That's what Tosa says over here. It's not a Tosa. Tosa says right below Pizu. Kosha the Raja, I might not have Pizu's name as a Rukia, but the son of Menara. Hotol Nara Mephut, and the Tzai, the Mokla. Nara Mokla. What's the implication for this in the bottom line of the post? No. Tana. Cannot be Mokla. That's what Tzai Rambam seems to say in Hilchus. Malachim. Yet in Hilchus, Nara, he said, I repeat it again. Onus is a Bulgaris, and it's a Mahenis. I'm a Pishan, and Knaz. Yesh, and Bosh, and Gamitzar. I'm a Mephat, and Kula, and Potter, and Kula, 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 and now what? No. Savage woman. And these unscrupulous, unscrupulous of a fatim. Another sheep. Another not here, too. And that is what? Chayvei Koros. Chayvei Koros. Tegima, yes. Deterrent? No. It's a big, deterrent. Chayvei Koros. That's not going to deter him. It's over 50 bucks. That Rav Ofer is a machlokes to the Mishnah and the Braita. The Mishnah Chafetz holds to the Tegima. Therefore, Chayvei Koros has not. The Braita holds because of what? The Turin, because the Chayvei Koros has no Knaz. That's not me, we're also part of Ireland. The Braita holds the Turin. Ireland is needed the Turin. If an Ireland to be Chacham Rav Meir, has it not? Only according to the Rav Meir that both Tana and Los Knaz for the Nihilus has no Knaz either. But according to the Chacham of Yahav Bryce, there would be Knaz. We need a term. But according to the Mishnah, that the reason for the Tegima, I don't know if there is no Tegima. Remember, there's no Knaz, even according to the Chacham. What's the matter? No Tegima. It works out. You had a chart on the board, if you recall. Check your notes. Rambam is divided now. Rambam holds the reason to give like our Mishnah. Therefore, Islandist has no Knaz. Chayvei Koros has Knaz. Yes? According to our Bryce and the three Rabbanon, there is Knaz for an Islandist. Rambam passes like Rabbanon and holds there's no Knaz for an Islandist. How can that be? It's just about the Gima. Our Bryce doesn't take into account the Gima. And the Rambam does. We hold up the Mishnah.
cause for the cause. Yes. Yes, look that. The Gemara is the fairest for care. I want to love the fairest for care. Now we have an answer. The answer is that Algamar is against the Rambam. You bet. Algamar is going to want you to talk about Ab Raisa. It's going to call the Ab Raisa Rambam. Ab Raisa, he holds the reason for Knaas is a deterrent. That's why Achoso, there's no Knaas. Ab Raisa is no Knaas. That's why I don't know if there really is Knaas according to Chacham. Which is the Knaas Knaas. Ramos Pagima. That's why by Achoso, there is Knaas against the Bryce in the first line. Against the first line, against the third line too. The island is, has no Knaas, even according to the Chacham that I've been there. Figure it out? Not yet. I'll say it again. One more time? Yeah? Okay. The two possible reasons for Knaas. So the reason of Pagima, and the reason of as a deterrent, together. The Mishnah holds Pagima. That's why Achoso has Knaas. There's no deterrent necessarily by Achoso. It won't help. The bigger cause, the bigger deterrent. The Brisa holds the reason is a deterrent. And that's why the Kamsa Achoso. No deterrent needed is in fact no Knaas. Turns around the Kamsa Island. The Brisa that holds the reason is what? A deterrent. And Ireland needs a deterrent. Therefore, the Brisa maintains that there would be Knaas. There is Knaas going to the Chachamim. Only if Meir holds no Knaas, it would be Katnusi to the beggar and holds the Ksana has no Knaas. And then if we hold like Chachamim and Ksana has Knaas, Ireland should also have Knaas. That's our Brisa. Go with the sheet of the deterrent. But the Rambam passes like our Mishnah. And the reason is Pagima. If the reason is Pagima, then Ireland has no Knaas. Already a Pagima before? I thought this was taking much longer than I expected. We'd have to skip till straight to Lama Kess on the day. Let's go Lama Kess on the day. Doesn't mean you shouldn't cover everything, but as far as where our Khazar is limited, there's no Lama Kess on the day. Lama Kess on the day, the Gemara talks about Beggar Bekever. What about Bo'olel Mesa? What's the context? And I'm a Tesla, and I'll do a Mishnah. We already made reference to it a few minutes ago. I told you. Narash and Asas and Mizgarsha, Rabbi Yosef, really, Omei Enlas Nas. We just mentioned that before. And Rabbi Kiva Omei Yesh Nas Nas, Uknos Aliyaz. Okay? That's the background. Keep it in mind. Now we have a case of Bola Umesa. Not this Arsa, Vinis Garsha, but Bola Umesa. What's this puppet? A bias is puppet from a puppet. Rubber's not sure. We rubber's not sure. The Muslims are not on the test of it all, but Rashi explains. But in Misa El Sabagaris or Ein El Sabagaris? Is Misa, death of the daughter, the equivalent of Bagaris or not? Rav is not sure. And Abaya presumably is sure. Sure in which way, says Rashi? He's sure that Misa is El Sabagaris. But Misa takes her out of the reshut of her father. And as a result, there's no Knaas. Bulgaris goes out of the mission of the father's no Knaas. So Misa's the same. She left the mission of the father. She died, right? You don't have to pay. Who would you pay for your essence? She's in the grave, according to the cemetery. Who would you pay for? A Yorish? Who's a primary Yorish? What? Well, she had a son with a son later, not today. So Don't be that in bed in the morning, just be in touch. That's what happened. We both said we didn't have the Abbas Hazara. Now that's a shame. Should be here anyway, 9:15. I'll do it, but you cannot be in touch. About that. Let's be careful. Whenever we discuss Knaas, Knaas has two partners that come along. The cousins. What are the two cousins of Knaas? Bosh and Gah. Whenever we discuss a case where there's no Knaas, or the din of Knaas changes, we have to discuss what about Bosh and Gah. So let's start with the Mishnah, and then go to the case of this member. In the Mishnah, there's Naresh and his Arsim and his Garsha. We pass the Rabbi Akiva, Knos, or the Asma. What about Bosh the Pagav? What happens to Bosh the Pagav? Does it go to the father, or does it go to the daughter? If you turn to the Rush, please, if you don't mind. See inside. Simon Hay. Both the Rambam. Nas Levad the Asma. Aval Bosh the Pagav the Avia. Rambam. The Bosh is going to say by the father. Ask the Rosh. Rambam, you're wrong. Why? The Bosh of the Gamma is the same as Knaas. And at the top of the Amad Bey, page 238, he said, and the iskish the knas the tziv and nasa navi anar hamishim kesef velosi alisha tachas asher ino the darshina me akro mechlazi gavosh the pga ule in his via sa'ab iskish the bemokam sha knas la'ab gam hula and that's why it says in the Mishnah on the Malas in the Bay lo was speak the lama within our shemei ta'ab hare hein shal atma vavosh the pga nami kravi gavosh the pga nami kravi gavosh. So what do you see? Our Bosh the Pagam Afagav the Mamona Havi the Ema Risha the Bono. To the Ithish the Knas, to the Via Sa'av. Therefore, this Arsim and this Garsha are the same thing, and therefore everything goes to her. But the Rush brings in the Rambam. Because we have a rule that wherever Knas goes, its cousins go. Bosh the Pagam. And therefore, when it comes to this Arsim and this Garsha, just like the Knas goes to her, the Bosh the Pagam also go to her. Rambam is higher than highest friend the Rambam. Rambam is very shvet. It's very different Rambam. The Rosh is a good cash against him. How do you explain the Rambam? I didn't say Pshat for Rambam. But once again, they have a cycle of similar Madal of the part. Where he says, the only time he says the Bosh of the Pagam is like Pshat is in the case of the nature of the Ptur is, it's very careful, it's critical. But the nature of the Ptur is that the woman is Yotza Amer Rishusa. When the woman left the husband, the father's Rishus, then the rule is, if she left the Rishus for Knaas, she left the Rishus for Bosh the Pagam as well. For example, Bulgaria. A classical example. But, says the disciple, this Arsav in his Garsha, she has not left her father's Rishus. Now that she's this Arsav in his Garsha, she needs a Shidduch. She's to get married again. Who has the power now to marry her off? Guess who? The guy who loved it the first time. The father who tried marrying her off to Reuben, the Tzadik Reuben. Reuben's the best boy in the Kollel. They married her off to Reuben and they got divorced a year later.
Now the same father got married off to Shimon, who knew best before the Kohen. That's right, believe it or not. She has not left as she should. He still has the power to sell her he has the power to marry her off to whomever he pleases, including a maneuver of Mukashin. She's still in his rishus, quote unquote. Why does the knas go to her? But really, she's still in the rishus, quote unquote, of her father. As a result, it's a cycle. That hekesh does not apply. That hekesh only applies to a case of a woman who yotz on her rishus ha'av. Then we say she left the rishus ha'av for knas, she left the rishus ha'av for both the pagan as well. But not in the case of a woman who is still rishus ha'av, but has a special new tour of his neres ha'kos. Against that factor, we're all trying. Let's not tackle a new rambam, a new problem. Arsam in his garsha. What's it in? Knas aliyatma. But the boshim kind of takes the father. She's still in the father's yeshus. We have a rule that there's a heckish one to the other. No. It only applies to the nature of that rule is when she goes out of a father's yeshus for with respect to knas, because that was his boshim kind of he should go out of her father's yeshus with respect to knas. The knas will step for example for custom reasons.